Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is back. I know. I'm excited to settle down. President of IES Training, the only person who might know just a smidge more about selling than I do. And he's the only person I'll ever say that about. He's like me. He's a grizzled old salesman. He's got the gray hair to prove it. And he's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, also Munchies for Salespeople, and a whole lot of other resources for people who want to get better at selling. And he's been doing it a long time. He's forgotten more than most people will ever know. He's our good friend, Brad. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
It's good.
Things have changed since we talked last, haven't they?
Good to have you back. Boy, howdy, have they changed. And they've changed so abruptly with such a violent pace. It's taken our breath away. And people who 6 weeks ago, maybe as late as a month ago almost, who were imagining another great year are now wondering if they'll ever open back up again. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. And it's hit the
unprecedented
retail sector really, really hard. It's unprecedented.
Which is your world? You're the retail guru. What do you think?
Yep. Well, I think that we're slowly starting to get back, and I know here in Colorado they opened up retail sales to drive-bys or curbside pickup or whatever the heck they're doing. But we got to get back to the point where people can go shop again and enjoy their lives and get out of the house and go sit down and have a drink and eat at dinner with their family and those kinds of things. I mean, we did a drive-by birthday parade the other day for my granddaughter.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable what's happening out there in the world.
Well, what are you telling the people? I mean, your world is retail. You're a hospitality retail expert, sales training expert. Those people, basically, some of them haven't been back to their businesses in 2 weeks. Let alone open up.
No, they haven't. It's been longer than that. And, what I'm telling people is that while they have this opportunity, they might as well fine-tune their skills, fine-tune their stores, fine-tune their inventory, their displays. I mean, they got really nothing to do other than try to better themselves and improve themselves and improve their operations and improve their stores. So you might as well use the time and make sure you get that done. And whether it be through webinars or through online training courses or through, YouTube or, whatever, there's ways out there that people can actually still do training. And I've had several people, sign up their staff for the online training courses so that they're paying them on the PPP program. So they might as well be doing something.
They need to be. Yeah, if they're going to pay them, they need to be getting something for this. They need to either maybe learn Spanish or something, They need to be educating themselves a little bit and for the money, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, while that money is going to be forgivable from what I understand, so it's basically free money, so you might as well take advantage of that and get the most bang for your buck by having the government pay your people for you and make do the training that they need to do to be the professionals that you want to be when you get back into business.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what area of sales you're in, you can always get better because things are always changing, and as we've noticed the last few months. But, I think some of the sales skills are going to change as well, and some of the personal interaction is going to change. But, people have to get much better at communicating with people via Facebook and via tweeting and via Zoom meetings and Podium and all those kinds of things to keep in contact with their customers. That's the other thing I'm telling people. During this downtime, you might as well stay in contact with your customers and just make sure they know that you know, that we know, that everybody knows that we're still around, we're still alive, we're still happy and healthy and doing anything you can to help your community.
Well, there's no question about it, and that's the key, isn't it, to make sure that that we don't go, we don't ghost on our customers and our prospects right now, and then show up all of a sudden in October saying, okay, let's do business. They're going to say, who are you and why are you calling on me now? Where were you when I could just have, would have liked to have had, just had somebody to talk to 6 months ago?
Yeah, where were you when I needed you?
Right.
Isn't that an old 60s song? Where were you when I needed you?
That's exactly right. Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to play some, we're going to spin some old platters for our old guy, Brad Huskin, after the break. He's got a, he's going to talk to us some more. I want to talk about getting your organization, your business, your Main Street business ready for the new normal. We're going to get Brad to help us with that after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.